expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Cybermind! just blew my sister's...
Hey, get the right button over there.
Just blew my sister's eardrums out.
Yeah, it's like, oh!
Watch your eyes. Want to watch your eyes get bigger?
You know, that works both ways.
I got the control panel.
You think you do.
I have the power!
Pump up the volume there.
That's right. Pump up the volume, man.
I just let you think you have the power.
Yeah, that's right. There is the,
thank you, Ashley.
There is the wizard behind the curtain. Yeah. I forgot. She's got the total ability to completely curtail our...
Yes. Cut you right off.
Happy Halloween.
She can completely curtail our hygiene. I got to turn mine up before she gets me. Hold on. Is that better? Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you fine.
How come mine's not going up? There we go.
Because you're not doing the right one.
You're on the yellow mic.
Look at the color.
No, I'm on the right mic. She's in control back there. There we go. Holy moly. Yeah. Don't pay attention to that little dog Toto either.
Okay. I don't really guilt her because that was an obnoxious dog.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It was.
Okay, where are we?
Guys, love the doggies.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
You want to talk a little faster so that I can catch all
I didn't even read that. That was all from memory.
I know, but still.
Yeah, just never happy.
I didn't say I wasn't happy. I'm quite happy, actually. Nothing was said about that.
Also,
it's time to go off to our first break, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice try.
Today is...
We're not in control.
Today...
Here we go.
I thought this was my show.
It is so far.
Today...
I didn't know it was mine, ours, theirs. Just saying.
I think it's my show, quite frankly. But I allow other people to be here.
Okay, I'll remember that.
October 20th.
Mark it on the calendar.
October 20th. 2019? 19 something? Yeah. Sunday, October 20th.
There really is a program on, folks.
Yeah, it's called the Sovereign State of Mind. No? Sovereign Minds. With State of Jefferson. What is it? Jefferson State of Mind. Sorry. It is October 20th, 2019. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
We'll try again. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. And Rhett Smith, who's still on the unfunded seventh circle of out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters who have spun us into a mountain of interest of fiat paper. No longer backed by real money and the mainstream media, meatheads, press news, politicians, pedophiles, leakers, lowlives that have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correct Marxism gone wild.
You can add Republicans to that list now, too.
Maybe a few sheriffs.
Yeah. Actually, I got quite a few people that need to update that list.
There?
Oh, yeah. Beyond there. I'm so out of...
We also have a special guest with us for a little while, Terry Raposa, Jefferson State of Mind. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
I almost called you Jerry.
He did. Okay. He said Jerry.
Terry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Is my mic on?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear?
Can you hear Red? Okay.
Can I?
Red, are you here, buddy?
You want me to turn
here.
You up?
There you are, buddy.
Yeah.
You want me to pump up the volume?
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Is that better?
Pump you up. Maybe we should just do Panama City like we did in Noriega and set up some big loudspeakers in front of Congress until they surrender.
Maybe either that or you could be Hans and I'll be Franz.
How about we recall the governor?
I think that's really where we're at. You know, I think that is a strategy that is really starting to pay off. We've got a lot of things going. You know, we've got the court cases, you know, one for representation, one for Second Amendment rights, and the recall. And I think that we're starting to finally start to hit on more than one cylinder here, which I like, because you have to. You know, this is a battle for your sovereignty. This is a battle for your liberty, a battle for a lot of things, freedom. And if we don't start getting into the battle, what happened?
I don't, I'm
nothing.
Not sure.
We're just listening.
What happened? What happened?
you want to know where you can sign a recall?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Anyway, in Reading, we can sign recalls at Jones Fort, which is 1600 East Cypress Avenue, Bastiani Arms, 2538 Larkspur Lane, Reading Guns at 1304 East Street, Wright's Engraving, 3170 Bocelli Lane, Old West, 568 Market Street, Greco Screen Printing, 7093 Danier Road, Liberty Arms, 2928 Churn Creek Road, Sign Stations at 2550 Alfredo Way, and in Anderson, Pat Kramer Insurance at 5200 Industrial Way, Suite B in Anderson. Also, at the Reading Patriots meeting, which tomorrow night, Mark Baird is going to be the speaker at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night. He'll be talking on the Second Amendment court case. We just went to court last week. He also will be talking about the CFR court case. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless, and you can sign the recall petition there. And today, you can sign the recall petition out at Bella Vista Days. Go up 299 East, follow that to Dry Creek Station. There'll be a booth out there, and by gosh, by golly, you can sign that petition to recall Governor Gruesome.
There you have it. Okay, and I'm going to retract my statement that it's just my show, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I feel a little guilty over there, or what? You know?
We already forgot about that. We have short-term memories. Yeah.
Sorry, my head was swelling with too much coffee, and I'm starting to sweat.
What? I'm sorry. I was busy fantasizing.
Yeah, we're all somewhere else. I mean,
okay.
This is great.
Okay, so
did Mark Kent ever get here yet?
So maybe my little mea culpa should have been kept to myself. I'm just trying to lighten it up here. It seemed like it got thick there for a little while, you know.
It got thick?
Just in a mood.
Nothing got thick.
It might for some people.
Yeah, is it 11 o'clock yet?
So, yeah, some people got some issues.
Yeah. There has to be some kind of direction here.
Brian, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Okay. Yes. Hold on. I got to turn my mic up.
Maybe we better go getting some tap water or something.
This is from
maybe bring it back.
Hey, every once in a while, you just spin out of control. Have you ever done that, you know, mentally?
Never.
There's three of us that haven't.
Wow.
Does this happen regularly? Yeah. They have a term for that.
Wow.
This is happening.
I'm feeling more special by the minute. Maybe I should have changed my name to Ed, and then I could be Special Ed.
You know, the Republicans, because this was mentioned by Red, you know, we were talking about the Republican Party. Excuse me. And we were talking about the Republican Central Committee is having Republicans in the park, and their theme is the Second Amendment. And get this, one of their keynote speakers is Tom Bosinko. I kid you not. Tom Bosinko is a keynote speaker. Tom Bosinko, who will not issue an open carry permit. Tom Bosinko, who made the comment saying that, I believe that, you know, concealed carry gives you a tactical advantage. Well, Tom, then why don't we have the officers all carry concealed? Why are they carrying
open? A tactical advantage compared to what?
To open carry. It's a tactical advantage. That's what he said. I'm not kidding. What? You can't make this stuff. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, I think this kind of goes to what we were talking about right before we started the show, to get back on track here, is that this, the fundamental crux of all these matters seems to be whether we have, you know, some people that believe in self-governance, and some people believe in a hierarchy of governance that dictates to the people. And it's just funny how this has been the long-standing argument ongoing for hundreds or if not thousands of years, that the people who seem to gravitate into government feel that they are smarter, they are better, they are wiser, they have more common sense, whatever it is, than the people that they're governing, so that they have to implement rules that control the governing of people, and as opposed to the other way around, where the first time in the history of the world, basically, where we the people said we are the masters and you are the servants. And that fundamental argument, when you think about it, is very specious, because it's just interesting how aren't the people that are in government basically the same as the people that are not in government? And why would they be any wiser? No, why would they be any wiser than the rest of us as a collective or a whole?
They're not, but they have the authority to be.
Well, that's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
It's just even like, if it's unconstitutional.
It doesn't matter to them, because they think that they're smarter and they think that they're wiser than the common guy out there. And what
Reagan nailed it when he said some of the most terrifying words in the world are, "I'm here from the government and I'm here to help."
Well, and a lot of people that are on the side of the government taking over know a lot of things about things that aren't true, is what Reagan said as well, basically. And so, you know, it comes down to this fundamental argument, whether it's representation, Second Amendment rights. You know, the people that are in government, you know, always think that they're smarter than everybody else. And let's take Governor Newsom as an example of that. Okay. His best interest is his perspective is that the best interest of the people resides in his decisions.
I would say his best interests are in his perspectives.
But what we forget about is that most people's best interests are in their own interests, which means that behind the curtain, their interests are in contradiction to the interest of the rest of us at some point.
Well, here's my fundamental understanding about the argument that falls short for me is basically the argument from the government is you can't be allowed or trusted to self-govern yourself, but we're going to allow you to choose who governs you. So you can't trust me to govern myself, but you trust my opinion in picking who should govern me? That's an asinine.
Well, it's really the whole thing's specious, because when you think about it, you're putting the representation into the hands of a few people, and under self-governance, they can be voted out of office.
But we don't. That's the part that irritates me.
Because why? Because the perspective of these people of taking control and managing us because we're too out of control, we're not moral enough, whatever it is that because the government causes that immorality through policies that they implement over time. So what happens is when they implement these immoral policies over time, because the fundamental principle was that the government was never supposed to have any more power that was delegated or enumerated to it than a person had as an individual. In other words, if I can't rob you at the point of a gun, the government shouldn't have that power either, or doesn't have that power in our constitutional framework, which has been completely thrown out the window, because now what they do is they say, oh, well, you guys are so bad, you know, let's talk about they're in the park with needles and they're doing drugs and they're so screwed up that they need someone to give them needles, except that that perpetuates the problem, doesn't it? Okay?
It's lazy.
Well, what they're doing is they're perpetuating the problem under the guise of caring for the people so that they can maintain and control power over everybody. And this has been going on for a long time, for eons. And the reason that the Founding Fathers said that was so dangerous, because when you take the power and you put it in the hands of the people as a whole, then that's going to be wiser as the individual and less dangerous, because it might have a bunch of problems. We the people, there's problems. There's no perfect government. But the problem with handing all this power to some individuals that sooner or later collectively implement tyranny as a whole in the government against the people, that's where the danger lies, because they then have the power to take everybody's rights. They have the power to destroy the people and turn it into despotic form of government.
That's because there is no consequences for them.
Yes.
And there is no accountability because there's no consequences. That's the deal.
That's where it always ends up. That's where it always ends up. If you put too much power in the hands of too few, what happens is the too few end up controlling the too many. And by doing that, you end up every single time in a government that is out of control, self-serving, and all of the wealth and power seems to gravitate to a few people or one person at the top, and that is the dangerous situation. They said, we can't do that. We've seen how that works. We've seen how it works in Rome. We've seen how it works in so many other countries in the world over the historic documents and records that we've gone through, that we cannot have that happen to us. They were living it from the British Empire.
We don't follow the Constitution.
Well, what I'm saying is that's why they set up the Constitution.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's true. The one thing that we might want to clarify is that there's a fine line in a lot of the things that you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I think that people can construe some of that to open democracy. Which is not what you're trying to say.
No.
So I think
the founders said democracy was a lower form of government. They said it was a mobocracy.
Right.
And that you can't have. So what you had to do is you had
which
to
is what
bind.
We're suffering from.
Well, that's right. We had to bind them down with the chains of a constitution, so that nobody, the individuals in we the people, the individuals in government, or the people as a whole, could not take the individual rights away from anybody. And that's what the Bill of Rights states, and that's what the Constitution is about. Was a rule of law, because they said that if men were angels, we wouldn't need any laws of at all. And that is the fundamental crux of this whole issue, is do we have a representative constitutional form of government, a republic, or do we let the mob vote out the rights of the individual and put those powers in the hands of a few people in charge of everything?
Well, let's just take one quick thing here. Let's talk about the death penalty. All right. The Californians voted in the death penalty and the governor overrode it. Okay, so, I mean, you're right in everything you're saying. It's just a matter of there's a really thin line between the fact of us electing people and those people being accountable. I mean, that's the bottom line, I think. If they're not accountable and there's no consequences for them, look what's going on in the federal government. There's no consequences for
them. None.
And that's
zero.
That's the whole problem. It's the consequences, and we let them.
That's what irritates me, right, is the failure of the people to respond to the surrendering and victimization of their rights. I mean, literally, pedophiles poll higher than Congress, yet the same people go back year after year. Either the system's rigged, in which case the people are responsible to fix it, or you're lazy and apathetic, and you continue to surrender your rights through your laziness and apathetic, and you're to blame too. And I'm out of patience with people.
Well,
day after day, you watch the continual surrender of everything that this country stands for, and nothing.
One of the things that the founders said is that in order for you to maintain your freedom, you had to be educated, for one. If the government gets in charge of the schools and dumbs you down and doesn't teach you the value of rule of law, doesn't teach you the value of a constitutional republic and why individual rights supersede the rights of the collective, that you will not understand what is happening as your freedom and liberty slips away.
But it takes a village.
Well, a lot of these catchphrases sound really good.
Well, how about the catchphrase of "That's your truth"? I mean, don't you love that one?
I'm so sick and tired of that. It's all relative.
You know, well, wait a second. We really like the idea of you explaining your truth. Well, no, the truth is the truth. The lie is a lie. The truth is the truth. It's not your truth or my truth. That's the truth. And you may have an opinion or a viewpoint, but the truth is the truth.
Hmm. Well, and you know, the thing is that it's a self-evident truth that people are better off under a set of rules that everybody obeys across the board, from the common man to the highest station in government. And if nobody decides to follow those rules and there's no accountability for following those rules, you end up with somebody like Stalin or Che Guevara or Mao Zedong or Maduro or
Gavin Newsom. Nancy Pelosi.
It still goes back to that the Hillary people Clinton. Are the one that needs to change it and stand up.
It really
for.
Is we the people.
It
you
is
are absolutely
the we the people.
You
know, this instead whole of just going by and going,
right.
oh, yeah,
you're right.
no problem. Yeah. Come on, people.
You're right. You
yeah,
know,
it's
you're,
we the people.
You're right. And, you know, this whole conversation started with the fact that we have sheriffs that can dictate whether we have a Second Amendment right or not. Concealed carry is not a right, folks. It's a privilege. And when we were out yesterday speaking to lots and lots of people out in Bella Vista days, a lot of them didn't realize that concealed carry is a privilege, and a sheriff can taketh and giveth away.
Mm.
And also, if they don't open carry, like many counties don't allow any kind of carry at all, then that's taking away your Second Amendment rights.
It is a de facto ban upon your right, is it not?
Absolutely. And you guys, I really want to stress, folks, you need to come to tomorrow night to 2570 South Bonneview Road and hear Mark Baird, because when we were in court on Wednesday, and by the way, on Tuesday we were supposed to be in court, and the judge canceled 15 minutes before we were supposed to walk in. I kid you not.
Of course she did.
And we had an attorney coming in from New York who had been there for 2 days. She knew that. We went back in Wednesday, and I'll tell you what, Marcus, it was absolutely very encouraging. I have never heard an attorney like Amy, who went in there, and she just absolutely stood her ground amazingly, constitutionally, and lawfully.
All right. And with that, we need to go to a break because I keep getting a sign in there, guys. So if you want to call in, have a question and comment on this subject, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Reading and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, a little Deep Purple there, intro. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about self-governance and why it is a better system than the government that we're actually becoming. And, you know, we're becoming a government that is not self-governance. We're becoming a government that is governed by elites. So all you have to do is look at the state of California. You know, they talk about, you know, free and free elections and people being elected by the people.
I'm not so sure about that.
Absolutely. Not sure. My point, it's not here because what they're doing is this is why they're letting all these illegal aliens in. And this is why they automatically get signed up for voter privileges, voter rights that only sovereign citizens should have or citizens of the state of California.
Why are they not arrested at the door?
Well, why are the people that's implementing it not arrested?
Which people, my good friend? Which people?
Illegals. When they show up for their benefits, when they show up for their driver's license, when they show up in any sort of form, why are they not arrested at the door?
That's racist.
Why hasn't the governor been arrested?
I don't care. At this point, I don't care if it's bigoted, racist, either. I don't care what it is. They're illegals. Arrest them.
Right.
Let's talk about this for just a second. Now, I was at the meeting last week when Elizabeth Betancourt was there. And, we had a conversation. I didn't have it directly with her. I actually had it with her husband. And they were talking about, hey, you have to take care of these people. You have to take, it's charitable to give to these people. It's charitable to help them out. Their countries are so screwed up. And I submit to you that's because they have too much government and control. But let's just put that aside for a second. Let's talk about why they're here. They're here looking for a new life, and they're looking to work and all that stuff. But I submit to you that they are a much bigger burden on the people who are citizens here than is being promoted.
And they have the right to hold a gun to my head, so to speak.
Let me get to the point. He's saying you have to be charitable to these people to be a Christian. And I'm telling you that charity is not forced. Charity is voluntary. Mm-hmm. And if you voluntarily help these people, that's up to you. But when you take the government and use that as the gun to point it at the other people to say, you will voluntarily give all what we ask of you to give to illegal aliens who aren't citizens, which, by the way, is illegal as well. So that you have to do that or you're not a Christian. Well, you know, charity is voluntary and extortion is forced.
Well, yeah, you're right. And exactly what you said. Now, Elizabeth Betancourt, that's what she said. I'm a Christian, and therefore I have to be charitable and make sure these people are taken care of. That's up to me to do
that.
But
not with the public treasury.
Well, that's true, too. But the thing is, my question to her was, so it's okay if you're a Christian to break the law, because you're breaking the law in three ways. First of all, you're breaking the law, Title 8, Code Section 1324, you're breaking the law because you're harboring and shielding an illegal alien. That's a felony.
Hmm.
Number two, you're breaking your constitutional oath. You're breaking the law because we as states gave the power to the federal government in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution, which specifically says we have given naturalization and immigration to the federal government. The third thing that she's breaking, being this good Christian, and believe me, I'm a Christian, I'm not putting down Christians, but using that card is appalling. It's very deception.
Yes.
Very deceptive. Let me just finish my last point. And the third thing that they're breaking is the California Constitution, where in Article 3, Section 1, it specifically states that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and the state of California is an inseparable part. So it's okay for her to feel good about something or feel she should do something, but breaking the law is something you should never do.
Well, with that said, what they're doing is they're not following the rule of law at all. What they're doing is they're saying that we can pick and choose what we want to be law
on
how you feel with no legislative.
We're going to tell you.
Well, with no with no legislative process at all. In other words, we will bend and break the law anytime it suits our purpose. But if you break the law, you need to go to jail.
And we'll decide what the law is at the time.
That's
exactly
arbitrary.
And, we'll decide that if maybe something that you did in the past was legal is now illegal.
Well, that is the exact definition of tyranny, is arbitrary abuse of power, that you decide what the law is at any given moment in your position of power.
Well, the governor has broken all three of those all three of those laws that we just talked about. He's broken all three of those.
Yep.
And that's a total reason to recall him, but not just recall him.
Hang the bastard.
Well, I mean, one of the things, that was Red Smith.
Yeah, I think they call that vigilante. I think that's almost as bad.
Yeah,
they call that vigilanteism, but and you show up and you bypass the sheriff and you hang the guy. You
there should be somebody investigating and looking into it, for crying out loud. I mean,
sure.
You know, the deal is that, and Mark was so good on, you were so good. I want you to talk, if you could, touch on when you caught her in the doublespeak. I thought that was just amazing. If you could touch on that.
Well, which topic? Because there was a couple of doublespeaks there. We were talking about, and I think that was the illegal immigration issue where, I asked her, I says, well, do you
about the troops on the border?
Open borders.
Yeah.
Do you believe in open borders? And of course, her answer is no, because if she clearly states that she's for open borders, that clearly says that she is not a constitutional law-abiding citizen, and she doesn't care about the wishes of the citizens. She's representing the wishes of the immigrants. Okay. So you ask her, I says, well, okay, if that's the case and you're not for open borders, Trump put the National Guard down there on the border to defend the border from people crossing illegally. And Newsom, I call him Gruesome Newsom the Gru, if you will.
The Gru. The Gru. I like it. The Gru.
So Newsom pulls the National Guard off the border because he's in charge of those troops in his state. Now, that is an act that clearly defies the enforcement of the border. That is an act that clearly shows through action that you are for open borders. And I asked her, and you say you support Governor Newsom. Is that still your stance? And her comment was, well, you got me, you know.
If the president, sorry, go ahead.
Well, you got me. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're lying then, you're lying now?
Well, her position was that the National Guard is under the jurisdiction of the governor.
Absolutely.
But, by the same token, well, they had to go help with the fires. Well, this wasn't exactly the time during the fires. I mean, for one thing. And the other thing is that really and truly, well, they should send in federal troops. Oh, okay. Well, are you serious? I mean, are you serious?
So, in other words, that the state government is not going to comply with the rule of law again.
Article 3, Section 1, California Constitution.
Absolutely. They're not going to help the federal government, you know, defend our borders.
Right.
And so you're saying that you're not in favor of open borders, but every policy that you support shows that open borders is what you support.
Yep.
And how can you do that? How can you say that you're not for the, because it's all doublespeak. It's all the Texas two-step crap. It's like, it's right out of 1984. You remember Running Man? Is it safe? You know, I guess it depends on what your freaking answer is. You know, and it never is safe because, yeah. Because I want you to say whatever I want you to say when I tell you to say it. It doesn't matter whether there's a right answer or a wrong answer. Vote for me, and whatever I decide is the answer. That's the real deal.
And don't remember, we have a caller. We've got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard. Are you
Good
there,
morning,
Richard?
Everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
I haven't seen the new studio. It sounds a little crowded in there this morning.
Well, it's not that bad.
We got four mics and plenty of mouth to talk onto them. What's up? What can we do for you?
A little bit off topic, but this was mentioned on Jefferson earlier about the new rent control law. It's AB Assembly Bill 1482, I believe, was signed. Goes into effect in January, and it's basically statewide rent control, and then there's actually some eviction protections in there for tenants, which, believe it or not, it's actually kind of logical for the state, but nonetheless, what's happening right now is in my building here in Reading, and probably happening statewide, is landlords are now giving notice to quit, which is basically non-official eviction. Mm-hmm. And they're telling everybody, well, you can stay if you sign a new lease. And by the way, we're going to raise your rent 40%. Now, this would not be happening, number one, if this law had not been signed and passed. And another issue we're having here is locally, you know, our vacancy rate up here due to the fires is so low. Where am I going to go? Where are other people going to go if they refuse to give in to these bullying tactics and not pay the increased rent. Well, where do people go?
Well, you know, that's a good question, I guess. If you live in San Francisco, my question is, why are you living there in the first place? Because it's turning into a big, huge problem, and I guess you need to go find cheaper rent someplace else.
Yeah, good luck with that, huh, guys? Anyways, I'm going to file a complaint with California's Fair Housing, which I don't expect them to do much. I'm going to file with federal HUD because they do have a little bit of oversight on landlord-tenant issues.
Well, see, that's the thing. Rent control doesn't work to begin with because eventually everybody's rent goes up or you can't have anybody in there that can afford the rent to begin with because the real deal is it just doesn't work. It never has worked, and it's just a policy that's implemented by somebody who thinks they know better than everybody else.
Yep. It's happening here and now, so I don't know what everybody's going to do about it.
Well,
thanks, guys. Thanks.
I guess the wheels have to fall off before we fix it.
Even then, you wonder if they'll fix it. I mean, I don't know how much further California can push people. I'm looking at just all the different things that I'm not going to even read them off. I don't have the energy that happens in California, and it's appalling. Until we get this state changed, until we get a situation where we have State of Jefferson or whatever we're going to end up calling it. Whole point is that we have to have a state split. It's impossible to get back California. It's impossible for the Republicans to get back in power. It's impossible, impossible, impossible. You can't do anything with 40 and 80 for 40 million people and illegal immigration and all this other crap that's going on.
At the best of times, California is unsustainable as one state.
Yeah.
And we are far, far from the best of times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Richard, you got anything else?
No, thanks. Unless you had a question to me, I'm out of here.
All right, thanks,
Richard.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to a break.
We can.
Let's go to a break, and we'll come back and gather our thoughts. I don't know.
Why do we have to go to a break?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, she waves her hands, and she jumps up and down and everything. Why don't we wait till she does that? Now she's sticking her tongue out.
Yep. We already skipped one break.
Oh, when she sticks her tongue out, that means we have to take a break.
We'll make up a little
bit.
Yeah, but
I can't.
There you go. We're going to a break.
Is that the magic to get you guys to
I can't.
Break
just messing with you.
We got to pay for rent control.
I can't see
her. Be careful where you go with the rent control thing.
Capitalism.
No ideas there.
I have to turn my head.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Liberty!
Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding.
If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Yeah, a little bit of Santana there.
Mm-hmm. Arriba!
Yeah, good stuff, man. I think he's actually a legal immigrant. Just saying. Okay, so we have Nick on the line.
We do have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you guys look out the window there and look up, and they're just starting to lay down some of those vapor trails that don't dissipate.
Well, that's interesting how that all summer long there was none. Except for a few isolated incidences, and then all of a sudden there's some more happening. Has something changed in our atmosphere that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, it did.
I don't know what it is, but they have been picking on us for the last week and a half, and I agree with you, Mark. Last summer, you couldn't find a blue sky, and this year they were blue and didn't pick on us near so much. The reason I called was about the people that we elect. And I believe that we need to start looking at their accomplishments. Now, can you think of any accomplishments that Gavin Newsom has that qualified him to be a governor?
He's Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
You know, and then you take a look at Jerry Brown the second time he was elected. What was his accomplishments? That he allowed the private sector to unionize and bankrupt us and give themselves retirements that only, you know, royalty could ask for.
He was a card-carrying communist? That was
He dated Linda Ronstadt.
That was it. That was the reason that he got voted
in. Sure.
He was
not spot. Because
Linda Ronstadt was really hot in the 70s.
Yeah, she was dancing to a different drum.
Barack Obama. What accomplishments did Barack Obama have?
Born half black.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
half black duck.
There's going to be investigations at some point over sealed college records, you know, the birth certificate, you know, was a forgery out of the White House. There's no question about it, you know, and the media painted everybody who said anything about anything as an idiot. And back then it worked.
Hey, you know, right here locally, we've got a supervisor running that has collected well over $2 million from the taxpayers through CalPERS and his supervisor pay for the last 10 years. And I can't find any accomplishments that he has had to warrant us reelecting him. In fact, I have instigated a contest. Whoever can come up with the best accomplishment that benefited all of Shasta County by Leonard Modi, I will give them $25.
Well, I had a good one going there, and then you said it had to bend everybody, so his lower golf score isn't going to work.
Yeah. No, but anyway, you know, come to the Patriots meeting at 2570 South Bonneview and pitch your pitch for Leonard Modi and his accomplishments, and at the same time, you can listen to one of the most eloquent speakers I've ever listened to in Mark Baird here tomorrow night. But we've got to get a handle on this. You know, the reason we have government to start with is to provide safety and infrastructure. You know,
it's protected citizens. That's the big reason to have any government at all, is to protect the citizenry from whatever.
Absolutely, and we are to the point to where we lock our doors when we're inside our homes. We feel that unsafe. We don't know who's going to knock on our door, come in, and do whatever. And Leonard Modi, who had a 31-year career in law enforcement before we elected him as a county supervisor almost 11 years ago, we expected somebody to represent us, somebody to keep a handle on the crime problem, and it's only gotten worse. You know, July 16th, if you go to the archives and watch the video at 2 minutes, two hours and 4 minutes, you can see Leonard Modi say that we have enough jail cells beds right here in Shasta County. I can't think of a more false statement, and people need to wake up and look at these people they're electing and see, do you have an accomplishment besides you have your name up on the side of the road more than anybody else?
I got to agree. I got to agree, Nick. So, you know, there it is. I mean, people have to be involved. They have to be educated. They have to be involved. They have to understand. And I'm going to throw a couple things out of the chat room here. One is, economy is good for self-reliance, therefore bad for government. Spot on. And then the other one is, it seems the Elizabeth Betancourt is using her Christianity for government illegal immigrants. Look at her husband. Did she marry him? Blah, 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 blah. And I got to say that, and the end of his, if you want to go read it, read the whole thing. At the end of it, he says he's writing in Patrick Jones on the ballot. And I just wanted to say that I went to that meeting with a totally open mind about Elizabeth Betancourt, hoping that she would, I don't care whether she had a D or an R or an L or a BDQ or whatever in front of her name, that she would be there to, you know, get rid of the lies, get rid of the doublespeak, actually doing something for everybody, you know, the good, following the Constitution, rule of law. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to write Patrick Jones in is where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at right now, because I can't vote for Dolly because I think it's the powers that be, the same thing we've been getting. And I can't vote for Betancourt because she's obviously in the camp of collective communism, Marxism, and so forth. And the only real candidate, in my opinion, was Patrick Jones, had a complete grasp of all of the issues. And you know, the Republican Central Committee pretty much ADL'd him out here in Shasta County by not taking a vote to support him.
Hey, let me interrupt for just a second. I went to the meeting I was leaning towards Betancourt. If you look up, we've got another vapor trail that doesn't go away just now getting laid. But, you know, did you hear about Kate Hill, a representative from California?
Are you talking about the picture?
Yes, yes, yes. This is a representative from California. She can only make us more proud of our representatives. She was she was married. She had a lesbian lover, and they were in a three-way relationship. It was good with everybody. And when she got elected to Washington, D.C., she dumped the two, filed for divorce, and now she's shacked up with her finance director.
Oh, boy.
Hey, he's going to rival old Pelosi and Barbara Boxer.
Pelosi.
You're talking
to Pelosi.
Could I have a pirushki with Pelosi?
Hey, if for no other reason to get the state of Jefferson, it's because we're so ashamed to be Californians.
Well, you know, Nick, the whole Betancourt thing was, for me, the biggest thing when I asked her one question. Are you pro-abortion?
Yeah.
Or pro-life? And her answer was like, oh, you got me. It's all about a big word game. And that really ticked me off.
Actually, what she said to you was the fact that she was for women's rights. She was for women's medical rights is what she said. And that's amazing to me.
It's a word game.
Yeah.
This whole thing's a word game. No, there's a, you know, sit in on a couple of abortion. It's freaking medieval. This stuff is medieval. I mean, and the fact that you don't even acknowledge that is a reality, it's some kind of a word game in my mind, tells me that you're not a very serious person about some of this stuff because you don't get it. You're completely whitewashing the biggest fact of the whole crux of the matter is that taking children out of the womb that are viable babies and fetuses and killing them is not a moral reprehensible act.
Especially if they turn.
But you got to give her credit. She answered the questions honestly.
I'll give her that.
You know, if the rest of our candidates would answer the questions honestly, I don't know, we'd have to put in a category of none of the above, and if that got the majority of the votes, we'd have to go find somebody
well,
else.
You know,
I wish.
I bet you Stalin answered all questions that were given to him, honestly.
That's not any kudos. I can't give her kudos for that. She didn't answer. She answered stuff. She didn't really answer the question.
No, I don't think she answered
didn't,
even
she
honestly.
Anything,
she,
honestly.
She twisted, she turned, she diatribed, she monologued. You know, she did
it. Oh, not as bad as Dolly, not as bad as
Dolly. Well, Dolly answered it honestly. Dolly said, I don't know.
Well, Dolly did the same thing. They're politicians.
I don't know.
You know, the definition of politics is blood-sucking, the many blood-sucking insects. You know?
Yeah, and according to Mimi Soros, they both use the same server. They both use the Democratic Central, the Democratic National Committee server.
Just a quinky dink. Overlook that kind of crap.
Yeah. And Audrey Denny was also for back Brian Dalley. I mean, you know, and I'm sure that I'm not sure who Brian. Well, I would imagine he would back LaMalta, I guess.
Hey, I'm going to go now. For you guys that are up and awake, take a look at the blue sky because it's going to be silver in about an hour.
There you go.
All right, thanks.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Thanks,
Nick.
Yeah, but what makes it bad with this election is you've got a lot of people out there. I'm sorry. Because Dally's got an R behind her name. They're going to run out to the ballot box. And they're going to check that box.
Because she's
everybody.
The lesser of two evils.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Wrong is wrong. Truth is truth.
Well, if it wasn't
lies
for...
Lies are lies.
You mean it's not your truth or
no,
my truth?
No,
it's the truth.
I'm sorry. It's
the
truth.
We'll just
know?
Ignore the fact
truth.
That she might be in bed with the Democratic Party along with her husband.
Here's the truth. It's time to cleanse the Republican Party in California.
Well, what I want to talk about...
If it's even viable.
What I want to talk about in the second hour is... And here's the title of the article that I was looking at. And this comes from Charles Hugh Smith. Welcome to the USSR, the United States of Suppression and Repression. We're all against fake news, right? Until your content is deemed fake news in a fake news indictment without any evidence, trial, or recourse. So this goes on both sides of the aisle. We talk about fake news, and we know that CNN is fake news, but there's a whole bunch of fake news on Fox, too. And
No way.
A good example would be inflation. There's no inflation, right? And we're living in the best economy ever. I'm telling you, that is complete hooey.
Didn't gas go down? I mean,
a couple cents.
Somebody told me it was like $2.19 in Alabama. $2.19 a
quarter. Well, housing costs. Our last caller, housing costs, or the caller before. Yeah. As for housing costs, former Soviet people must be high-fiving the federal agencies for the inventive confusion of reality with magically made-up statistics.
Yes.
Well, I know. In Colorado, it was at least $1.30 cheaper for gas. In Colorado.
And we saw what Project Veritas did this last week with James O'Keefe. They're at the top. I mean, complete vendetta with what's his Zucker? I guess it's, I want to call him Zuckerface, but it's
Zucker.
Zuckerman.
I think
no
so.
Zuckerman
is
Facebook.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg is
Zuckerberg.
Facebook and
yeah,
Zucker.
Zuckerman.
Zucker. I can't think of his first name. Anyway,
I'm glad you didn't slip on that word.
Yes, Jeff Zucker.
Zucker the, you fill in the blank.
And well, she's hovering. She's hovering.
Well, we're
over
almost at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off because we're
and,
at the top.
And indeed they should.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and go out on this one. Stay tuned for the second part of Solving Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Michael Harrington. The Pentagon says American troops being withdrawn from Syria will be reposted to western Iraq and will continue to conduct operations against ISIS. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this will not take the pressure off that terrorist group.
I'm very confident that this administration's efforts to crush ISIS will continue.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. China's economic growth sank to a 26-year low in the latest quarter amid pressure from a trade war with this country.
The world's second-largest economy expanded by 6% in the 3 months ending in September. That's down from the previous quarter's 6.2%. It was the weakest growth since China started reporting data by quarters in 1993. The slump adds to problems faced by Chinese leaders, including rising inflation and weaker consumer demand, as they fight a tariff war with President Trump over Beijing's trade surplus and technology ambitions.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has unveiled the first of many federal investments in broadband internet infrastructure in underserved rural parts of this nation.
Perdue paid a visit on Friday to the West Tennessee city of Halls to announce a $2.85 million grant to improve broadband internet connectivity for 347 households in one spread over an area of 435 square miles. Rural areas around the country have been clamoring for more high-speed internet access for use in schools, libraries, homes, and businesses. Perdue says the $600 million provided by Congress will bridge the gap between urban and rural areas. Wagner reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson prancing ahead with plans to try and win parliamentary backing for his new Brexit deal as the European Union considers his grudging request for an extension to the looming October 31st deadline. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
There's a new variety of apple coming on December 1st. We're talking about the fruit here, by the way.
It's called Cosmic Crisp because of the bright yellowish dots on its skin, which look like distant stars. It's the first apple ever bred in Washington State, which grows the majority of the United States apples. Already, growers have planted 12 million Cosmic Crisp apple trees, and while only 450,000 40-pound boxes will be available for sale this year, that's going to jump to more than 2 million boxes in 2020, more than 21 million by 2026. The apple variety was developed by Washington State University, and Washington growers who paid for the research will have the exclusive right to sell it for the first 10 years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Italian authorities had to evacuate 4,000 people today from the center of the northern city of Bolzano to defuse a World War II-era bomb found during construction. Bolzano got a lot of bombing during the war. News and analysis at townhall.com. While its safety remains the subject of considerable debate, the shipment of radioactive material has come a long way in the past 75 years.
The plutonium core for the first atomic bomb was taken from Los Alamos National Lab to a New Mexico test site in the back seat of an Army sedan. Other bomb parts were put in a metal container packed in a wooden crate and placed on the steel bed of a truck under a tarp. Today, radioactive shipments are hauled in double-walled steel containers inside specialized trailers that undergo extensive testing, and the shipments are tracked by GPS and real-time apps. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 20th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including retired Major League Baseball All-Star Keith Hernandez. He's 66 years old today. Actor Viggo Mortensen, you remember him from Lord of the Rings, 61 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Like Led Zeppelin, I can't help you. I
mean, there probably is no helping.
There's no helping you.
Why, there's a lot of people out there that fit that category.
You're probably a communist. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of young people, they don't even know who those people are.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think everybody knows who Led Zeppelin is. You might not like them or not, but at least you've heard their... You might not even know who the name of the group is, but you've heard their music. There's no question. Their music's everywhere. You can't avoid it.
Yeah, I don't know how you could go through life and avoid hearing a Zeppelin song.
I mean, Stairway to Heaven, Going to California.
Cashmere.
I mean, we're just listening to Cashmere.
I don't know. Just sometimes talking with younger people and you mention something like that, they're like, who? What?
Yeah, but they can find their way to a Tide Pod, can't they?
Yeah.
Should have heard my mama talking, trying to tell me how to live.
No problem.
But I can't hear nothing because my head is like a sieve. No, I mean, yeah. Okay.
With that, we do have a caller on the line.
We have a caller?
We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. I have two things. You're talking about Betancourt there. Remind me, I was at the last Monday meeting, and when you're talking, when you're... question about abortion came up. I had a really great question for her.
Yep.
But Terry wouldn't let me because he put his hand up and shook his head no because I already asked a question. And since he's the Gestapo or the group there, he wouldn't let me go on again. But I was going to ask her, is your mother still alive? And if she said yes, she says, well, next time you see her, give her a great big hug and say, thank you, Mommy, for not believing in abortion like I do and getting rid of me while I was an embryo in your body.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, I just think that the denial of the actual factual event is what gets to me. I mean, they don't call it a fetus, they call it tissue. They dance around the reality of the, the truth is what you're doing is an actual event. And you can't deny it or change the words or skip the meaning or the actual thing that happens but not wanting to actually acknowledge what happens so that you can live in your own little utopian bubble that, you know, you pretend that you're a moral person.
Yep. One more thing. I was on Pete Peter's show yesterday, and I got two responses immediately on the phone, so I'm going to try it again here. I'm a volunteer for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and the fundraiser, they're raffling off a Glock model, a handgun Glock model 26, and a Tel-Tec shotgun, and a Mossberg 22 rifle. All the tickets are $10 each, and they only printed 200 tickets. And we first started, I got some tickets from Frank, about 5 E's. I got rid of my wife. I said, give me some more tickets. He finally gave all of them to me, and I sold about, of the 300 tickets sold, I sold about 250 of them, and I thought we were all done. And then he found out a couple of people had been sitting on, they each got like 20 tickets, each one 2 months ago, and they're sitting on them, and they haven't been hardly sold them, so he bought them by. I have 17 tickets for the 22, the Mossberg 22, and I got 33 tickets for the Tel-Tec shotgun, and I have 21 tickets for the Glock, And anyway, last time I got two responses right yesterday. Two people called me, and one guy came last night and sold him some tickets. So I'm hoping I can get rid of these tickets so we can have the raffle pretty soon. They're supposedly we're going to have the raffle after all the tickets are sold, but we might have it sooner because there's still some out. I don't know how many still out, but I have that many tickets. Anyway, the Glock is a really great small little 9mm pistol, good for concealed carry. And the Kel-Tec, I never seen a shotgun like this, but I went online and it says it's the fastest cycling pump shotgun on the market. It holds 10 rounds plus one great home defense gun. And the 22 rifle looks like an AR-15, but it's a 22, and it comes with four options, ammo options. You get 750 rounds of 220, 355 grain Federal, 5,000 rounds of 22 Agler Super X. That's a whole case of 22. Or 750 rounds of 38 Blazer, or 750 rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson Winchester. Anyway, my phone number is 246-9131. I live at the Big Red Barn on Barrel Court off of South Bonny that has all the Christmas lights every year. You come by or give me a call, and I got these tickets. And I'll also be at the meeting of the church with the WIM right now on the only church on South Bunny. I'll be there tomorrow at about 5:30 or so. I'll have these tickets with me, and I'd like to get a lot more of them sold so we can get this thing going. Anyway, again, my number is 246-9131. My name is Dick, as in Richard, and give me a call, and I'll be glad to sell you some $10 a ticket. That's it.
All right. Cool.
Thanks a lot, Dick, and thank you for everything you do for all the different groups you belong to and just in general.
Okay, that's it. Have a great rest of the Sunday.
All right,
you
thanks,
too.
Dick.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so I want to talk about a couple of things here. I wanted to talk about the propaganda a little bit here from twominds.com that we started with at the end of the last hour. Welcome to the USSR, the United States of Suppression and Repression. And this was written October 18th by Charles Hugh Smith. Excuse me. When propaganda is cleverly engineered, people don't even recognize it as propaganda. Welcome to the USSR, the United States of Suppression and Repression. Propaganda in the United States has reached such a high state that the majority of people accept it as Pravda, translated in from Russian as truth. Even if their limbic system BS detector is sensing there is a great disturbance in the force. And inflation is a good example. The official, i.e. propaganda inflation rate, is increasingly detached from the real world declines in the purchasing power of the bottom 80%. Yet the jabbering talking heads on TV repeat the low inflation story with such conviction that the dissonance between the official narrative and the real world must be our fault, a classic technique of brainwashing. Wow. Maybe I'm not the only one that thinks this. To give an example, healthcare is over 18% of the nation's GDP. That's gross domestic product for those who are economically illiterate. Yet it makes up only 8.7% of the consumer price index. Hundreds of thousands of families have to declare bankruptcy as a result of crushing health care bills. But on the CPI, consumer price index components chart, it's a tiny little sliver, just a bit more than 5.7%. So what did Mark Twain say was statistics? He said there's statistics, and then there's damn lies. And that's kind of what he was talking about. You can twist just about anything you want into say something that complete. You know, this is the doublespeak. This is 84. This is if it wasn't for good, there'd be no evil. Therefore, evil is good.
Well, it depends on how you ask the question, right?
Well, that's true. Okay. Then there's education, which includes $1.4 trillion borrowed by student debt serfs. And I'm not going to whitewash that at all. Student debt serfs. There's several kinds of slavery. One is where you're out in the field under the whip, and the other is debt slavery, where you don't have to be in the field under the whip. You just have to keep going to work to pay the debt, because, you know, like in England, for example, they put you in jail if you don't pay the debt. There's no debt prison here in America, but they just ruin you financially.
Hmm.
Which is this student debt serfs, which is only a part of the tsunami of cash gushing into the coffers of the higher education cartel. Yet education and communication, which presumably includes the CPI, includes the internet, mobile telephone cartel soaring prices, is yet another sliver of the CPI, just 6.6%, a bit more than the fun and games recreation. So my point being here is they're skewing all the figures. They're skewing all the figures. It's absolutely insane. And, you know, and they're doing it through lending. And, you know, this goes to the central banks.
Usury,
yeah, absolutely. And I want to come back after the next break with a story a little bit about what I found out this last week, is that did you know that all of these DNC, all of the SUI, SEIU guys, they all have their own bank that lends them money at zero or no interest, that they get out of thin air, and it supplies all the money they need to bust these SEU guys into these different conventions, even though there's only a group of them that... And I saw this on Millennium Millie this last week, and it is absolutely...
So they have their own printing press?
They have their own printing press.
The one that should be terrifying you is the law that Newsom just signed that allows smaller municipalities to establish their own public banking system. That is terrifying. Can you imagine Redding City Council or Shasta County Board of Supervisors in charge of their own bank? Oh, dear God.
Well, that's where we're headed, is that everybody's starting to figure out that these banks are the way to control everything. And we're going to talk a little bit more about these central banks. But this is how they're doing it at the local levels as well, the local, state, federal. You know, they're getting all of this free money, you know, from the government, like Planned Parenthood gets all this free money from the government and then turns around and gives it back to the candidates that they want to get reelected. And then you have a bank, and I'll come up with the name here in a minute, they have their own bank. It's a leftist bank that, you know, gives them the financing they need to fund all these pet projects. And I'll give you a list. So with that, we should go to a break.
I guess we're going
to
go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Things were spinning around me, and all my thoughts were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Gaining so many places, you know I've run so many races, and looked into the empty faces of the people of the night, and something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, nonprofits and churches and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Pirates, yes, they robbed, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourself.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, none but ourselves can free our minds is the next line on that, which is, wow. Yeah, so let's talk about Amalgamated Bank, okay? let's see, if you do Wikipedia, is an American financial institution, is the largest union-owned bank and one of the only unionized banks in America. Amalgamated Bank is currently majority owned by Workers United, an SEIU affiliate. Does this sound like a problem to you? Or is it just me? Yeah. It's, you know, unbelievable. It's founded in 1923 by the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America. The Amalgamated Bank has nearly $4 billion in assets. Now, if you understand fractional reserve banking, they can lend up to 10 times and sometimes even a lot more, depending on what the deal is, because there's no control over these banks anymore. There's no rule of law. There's the fractional banking is supposed to be 10%. So they can lend up to, under the current rules that actually is legal, 10 times the amount that they hold in assets to people. And if they have a zero interest rate on those loans, they can forgive those loans, and guess what? They're too big to fail. Too big to jail, maybe. But how do you think all these guys have been getting funded? Yeah, it provides an affordable and accessible banking to its customers, advocates for workers' rights, promotes high standards of environmental, social, and corporate governance practices. Amalgamated Bank's clients include progressive individuals and organizations like presidential campaigns, labor unions, nonprofits. Are the lights starting to come on here at all?
They wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. I'm just having fun scrolling through the board of directors here.
Yeah, it's and also in conjunction with George Soros, by the way. Yeah,
they're the first socially responsible bank, apparently.
They are the first socially responsible bank. Oh, they fund the Democratic National Convention. Oh, Biden. They fund Biden. Let's see. Let me go back through here and I'll look at. Let's see what they got. We got the Democratic Governors Association, the AFSCME. We've got SEIU, UFT, America Votes, Campaign Finance Professionals. These are how these guys are getting funded. Ready for Hillary is on their list of people that they are funding. Nothing to see here, right?
Wow.
Yeah, let's see. Lucky Strike, Friends of the Earth, The Solution Project, Biden. They fund the Biden Foundation, Sierra Club, Rosenthal and Rosenthal.
Lyndon Baines Johnson's Wealth Association. There's another one.
Yeah, nothing to see here. And, yeah, so this is a big story, and I just can't believe that the mainstream media hasn't picked it up. Wow. Yeah.
Nor will they.
So what we're going to have, we could borrow up to $40 billion.
With no
or little interest.
Right.
That can be forgiven and bailed out by the taxpayers.
Borrow from who?
Government treasuries. I think they buy them with the money that they printed out. It's called bank credit. You know, they don't even have to print the money. They just kind of make it up.
Oh, is that why their board of directors is filled with former Federal Reserve employees?
I know.
They've had lots of practice.
Well, let's see. We've got the State Department sub-chief for human relations and human rights. We've got the J.P. Morgan Fund Performance Review Committee head, who used to investigate performance of investment funds sold to pensions.
No.
I know. It's just a really crazy deal. And it's
got a good group here.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. I just have a couple questions about a couple things I heard this week. Nothing on the news. I heard that Governor Newsom is busy signing 15 anti-gun bills. Is that correct?
As far as I know.
Governor Newsom
something like that.
Has 15, yeah, signed into law, yeah. 15
at
anti-gun
15,
bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't they let us know what they are?
Well, you have to find out. I mean, that's...
Wait until Tom Bosenko shows up at your house to arrest you, then you'll know.
Yeah.
Well, this is another thing. This is not the question I was going to ask you, but... Okay, when they talk about taking your firearms away, does that mean they could come into your house and search your house?
I think that goes along with the program.
So what if you have them in a safe? Do they take the whole safe out?
They'll force you to open it up.
Or they have ways to open them.
And your neighbors can just not like you, an employee or an employer, and say,
or whoever,
turn you in, and then just say, hey, we're going to take your guns because they think you're a threat.
Yeah, you have no right to go before a judge or anything. They can just...
No due process. It's all good.
Nope.
This is how the collective state works in the favor of all the little people.
Well, the problem is this doesn't make sense to me because that is so illegal.
Well, nothing was said about being legal
It makes it makes complete sense when you come to the conclusion that we're in a takeover by a Marxist regime who's...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
All right, these are the two questions I want to ask you. I heard that he had signed a law forbidding circuses to come into California if they had any live animals.
You know, I heard that.
I've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not yet.
Yeah, I heard it. I haven't been able to verify it because we thought about taking the kids to the circus last night, and Linda mentioned that they don't have any animals at the circus anymore, and I'm thinking, wow, that kind of a circus.
What circus is that?
A circus without elephants. I mean, come on. You got to have elephants. You got to have the bareback, the riders on the horses. You got to have the... I don't like the... I go to see the animals, so I guess I won't be going... Anyway, and then the other one was that he had prohibited any factories from processing furs into...
I heard that as well, yeah. I haven't had time to check into that to make sure, but I did hear that, yeah.
Go in and do a little homework. I mean, those are kind of the issues that are least of our worries at this point.
No, I know, but I was just wondering, don't we have slaughtering places here where they have animal hides here?
Well, the thing is that these guys don't care what the law is. They don't care about freedom. They just pass laws, and whether they can even be enforced is not even the issue. At this point, they're just overwhelming the system with their garbage, basically.
Well, the thing is, I don't understand why we the people aren't informed of these things. After all, we're the ones that put them there, and they're supposed to be serving us.
Let's keep watching CNN instead.
I don't get CNN. I don't watch much TV, and I don't have a computer.
Well, maybe you need to get a computer and maybe quit watching CNN.
No, I don't watch CNN.
I understand. I'm just saying, the fact is that if you want to be informed, then you have to figure out a way to get to the information, and it's not up to everybody else to make sure you have it. It's
no.
In this day and age,
it's
kind of up to you. Get a smartphone.
I get some information from you, Howard Jarvis, in those groups, in conservative groups. Another thing is, as far as being a Republican, I'm not. I think that they need to have a new designation for people who do not want to be Republicans or independents but could be conservatives. We should have a designation.
Well,
yeah, Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Red. Americans.
Because, you know, I do not fit under independent. I do not fit under Republican.
Well, there you have it, Dar. All
anyway,
right.
Thank you.
Thanks
yeah,
for
we
call.
Shouldn't have to register either way, or anyway, in my opinion.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I, at this point, I have more respect for the Democratic Party than I do the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. At least the Democrats have the chutzpah to stand up and advertise exactly who they
are.
Nah,
I got to disagree with you from the fact that, okay, so they admit they're Marxist and the Republicans don't, but at least the Republicans espouse some fundamentals of the Constitution and conservatism. And some of them are actually conservatives, which, you know, so I did, while agreeing with you, I'm not sure that one party is better than the other at this point, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying one's better now. I'm just saying that I have a little bit more respect for the people that at least tell the truth.
Yeah, I got no respect at all.
You mean they kiss you once in a while, so you're good?
Yeah, no,
well,
that's...
As an example,
it's like saying that I respect Mao Zedong more because he's telling me he's going to shoot me.
As an example, the one time that Congress gets together and agrees on anything in the last how long is because the president didn't get Americans killed in Syria. That's the one time that they can get together to agree to something.
Hey, you know, have you seen pictures? Did you see Nancy Pelosi in any of her press spots this last week?
No, I try not to.
Well, I was looking at it, going, you know something. I've seen guys that are tweakers on crank that look exactly like that. The mouth movements, the way she's going. I'm telling you, I think she's on drugs. I think she's losing it. I think that they're all scared. I think indictments are coming. They're obviously panicking. And so I don't know. I mean,
maybe the Botox numbed her brain.
Something.
She's a mushroom.
She's obviously sharp about some things. Or you couldn't stay where she's at.
Maybe she used to be a little bit sharper, but...
I challenge anybody to watch a couple of her press conferences this week and watch, especially the one where they come out of there where they say Trump had a meltdown. Trump had a meltdown. She had a meltdown. We're the ones that walked out huffing because we didn't like what was said, but Trump had the meltdown. The real deal is they're melting down, and watch those press conferences with her, and it's like when Schumer's talking, she's like, it's like, wow, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, either that or she forgot to put her glue in for her false teeth or something, because they're rolling around there like a washing machine or something, or a dryer. You know, they're just kind of spinning around and on spin cycle, and it looks sort of weird.
Oh, I am so biting my tongue right now.
And with that, I guess we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567.
Rolling around in there.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how far I could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. Children of the storm begin. Watch out.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're here again. We're just doing a little homework between the commercials here. And we're looking at different things that are going on with this amalgamated bank. That's a mouthful. It's not like a mouthful of marbles, amalgamated bank. This is really interesting stuff, okay?
So that buyback thing is where they can purchase stuff and give to an organization of their choice.
Yeah, and it's totally tax deductible.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, and who do they give to? Well, I mean, I'm just looking at their main page right here, and, you know, we might want to check out their impact report. In the news, Amalgamated Bank announces a new initiative to advance commitment to responsible and sustainable banking. What's responsible and sustainable banking? What? What are they even talking about? Promoting gun safety. They discuss on CNN how 144 other CEOs have called on the Senate to enact gun safety measures. This is a bank. Check out their new impact report. And then we had 100% fossil fuel free portfolio. I bet you that CalPERS has stock in this bank. And so.
And they still can't get a rate of return.
Because they give all their money to a socialist Marxist causes that never pay them back, and then they get bailed out by the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And then we wonder how they have so much money to fund against us. Like, I don't know, in this last campaign, look how much money was flowing into the Dolly accounts from all kinds of different sources.
The unions that we're talking about in their bank.
In the tune of somewhere like $150,000.
Yeah, so it's some notable clients of this bank include labor unions as American Federation of the State, County, and Municipal Employees. the International Association of Firefighters, Service Employees International, SEIU, the United Federation of Teachers.
I was just going to say teachers.
International Association of Firefighters, as well as other others, such as the Democratic National Committee, Democratic Governors Association, Economic Policy Institute, League of Conservation Voters, Organizing for Action. Wasn't Organizing for Action Acorn? I think they morphed from Acorn into, no, Organizing for Action is Obama's, that's Obama's, pet project.
I think so.
Wow. I mean, nothing to see here.
No.
So we've got a bank that buys treasuries, from a standpoint of all they have to do is hold 10% of real money in, for their purchases. Nobody pays them back. And then we wonder why the repo purchase agreements on the overnight, on the banks are having to be bailed out again by the government. See, the real deal is that if you have, printing of phony money, done by anybody, counterfeiting is what it's called in the, you know, the real world, by the government, by any government agencies, by banks, and the banks are counterfeiting just as much as the government through the fractional reserve banking, guess what? They have a ton more money than anybody else. Well,
no problem.
Trump's been raising a lot of money. Grassroots, by the way. And I think he's actually broke some records here lately. So, you know, I mean, the game is rigged. The game is freaking rigged. You know, but it's coming to a head.
Okay. Something maybe you can explain to me, because you're much more knowledgeable than I am on this stuff. I'm looking at this Amalgamated Bank Give Back account, where right. You basically make a tax-funded donation to a fund, but come to find out, apparently the profit generated from the Give Back Fund will be returned to the charitable contributor in a different account. How do you do that?
Well, what? With stock and securities. And securities and different, yeah. What they do is they donate the securities at fair market value with the caveat, whether it's stocks, bonds, take your pick, anything that has a rate of return on it, they get the rate of return while they get the donation for the fair market value to the charity that's holding it.
How the hell is
so
that?
So I double my money.
It's kind of like a charitable remainder trust. No, it's not a matter of doubling your money. Let's say that I buy a stock in IBM and it has a 6% dividend. I donate the stock that I paid for from money that I borrowed from the government that's going to be bailed out by the people if I can't get a payback. So I donate this and I get the 6% dividend on the stock that I donated, but I get to deduct the full value of the stock from the money that I paid for from borrowing to buy treasuries that don't, yeah. Wow. Think about that.
That was doubling your money, but.
Well, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like you have an endless supply of money.
That's what I mean. You're
yeah.
Just, yeah.
It's not a matter of doubling.
Well, that's true.
It's a matter
of endless. Okay.
It's like they can print money to infinity. That's why this whole overnight repo thing, this is why that they're having the bailout secretively, because there's a finite amount of real assets while there is an infinite amount of money that they can print into forever. And they keep everybody in debt, whether it's through student loans, through banking, house mortgages, amalgamated bank lending to all your enemies and the enemies of the country, keeping the unions in line, keeping all of the people in line that borrow the money from them, because remember it says in the Bible, the borrower is servant to the lender. This whole thing is a giant, huge bubble of lies, disinformation, and counterfeiting.
It's a scam.
Biggest scam in the history of the universe, as far as I'm concerned. But that's why it relates to the lower rungs. You got to start getting these guys out at the low levels. You got to start getting representatives in there that understand this. You got to start, you know, quit borrowing money from people that have an endless supply of it. Quit bailing out. I mean, that's why they're doing this whole now it's QE to infinity. You know, it's like the old Toy Story, to infinity and beyond.
Too big to fail.
Well, too big to jail, too big to fail. And the real deal is that And the end result is they own everything in the world. The bankers own the world. Think about that for a second. Is that what
they
the
have for a while?
Well, is that the vision of our founders?
No, they warned us about the banks.
They warned us. They said the banks were more dangerous than standing armies. Thomas Jefferson said, if the American people ever allow a bank to control their currency, they'll wake up homeless in the lands that their fathers conquered through taxes and inflation and the large corporations that spring up around them. Get it?
Kind of there.
Yeah.
Been there.
So that's why it's important to understand these. Can we affect those? The only way, you got to come up to the realization that this is happening around you, and the only way you can start affecting it is getting involved at your local level, at your state level, and with your representatives. Quit voting the same schmucks in. Run for office. Understand this stuff. Get control of your board of supervisors. Get control of your city hall. Get control of all the local politics. Or you can sit back and do nothing. And wait for the whole thing to implode in, and you can wake up the land of the slaves and the home of the depraved. Your call. I'm just telling you the truth, which is not really coming out of CNN or CNN, MSNBC, and LSD and Fox. When was the last time Fox talked about the Amalgamated Bank? Never. See, you have to understand they're all controlled. They're all controlled because if you have an endless supply of money, you buy everything.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, see,
that's what they've been doing, and they've bought everybody. I mean, they just keep doing it.
Well, how do you stop it? How do you stop this? You become your own central bank. Act like a central bank does. You know, what you have to do is you have to store actual tangible goods. You have to be ready
you
for this whole thing.
You have to have actual money.
You have to have real money.
Money. I'm just saying you got to have real money, not paper money.
That's right. Go to the Constitution. What did they say was real money and why?
Gold and silver.
Why? It can't be counterfeited. Okay. You can't create it out of thin air. You can't lend somebody something that you don't have.
It has
you can't charge interest.
Value.
Yeah. It has an intrinsic value that can't be counterfeited, which means that they can't use it against you. And you have to become your own central bank. So if you're not preparing and understanding what's going on here, I think you're totally missing the boat. Hmm. Wow, that segment went by fast.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right. With them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Little Donovan there. Kind of cool. All right. So I guess we have a caller.
We do. I believe we have Anita on the line. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Okay, I just now tuned in about 10 minutes ago, so I don't know if you hit on this name or not. But that bank, then I cannot say the name of that bank, Amalgamated, whatever.
Amalgamated, I guess the bank that shall remain nameless, maybe.
Yes, yes, that might be better, yes. Anyway, there is a website. It's Toy Says, it's T as in Tom, O, R, E, S as in Sam, A, Y, S as in Sam, .com. She has done research on that bank for the past year. She has screamed at the top of her lungs about this bank for the last year.
Can you post that on? Can you post that on my Facebook? The link or on the chat room?
I'm one of those people that aren't on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I can. It's Tori Says. It's very easy. .com.
Okay.
It's TORESAYS.com.
Oh,
and if you go to her website, she actually has a search engine, and if you put in, if you can spell the name of that bank, if you put that in, boom, you're not going to believe the connections.
Wow. Yeah, I think I got it. Tori Says Committee, that's Tori Says Free, listening to SoundCloud. I'll find it and figure it out.
Yes, I mean, she's got an awesome website, and it's easy to navigate. I mean, obviously, it was done professionally. Your guys' is too. Don't get me wrong. It's a very easy website. World news, latest. And if you keep looking over, let me see, she's got U.S. politics, elections, child trafficking, and then you keep looking and you'll see that little, magnifying glass looking thing.
Uh-huh.
And you just hit that, and you put in the name of that bank, and it should pop. If I knew how to spell the name of that bank,
yeah, I have it. I have it here. It's a, but I'm going to try to post all this stuff on Facebook here as soon as I can get it all get all the links lined up.
He actually has a radio show, and I tried to look to see that podcast was it was, you know, you can only see like the last 15 of her podcasts that she has. She did 2 hours about that bank one time.
Yeah, I see it. It's a TORE. Says.com, and I'll do some homework on this and see what we've got.
But, yes, I mean, she's a great radio host, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to let you guys know. Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
you guys all have a very nice day.
You
right,
too.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, we're seeing a lot more and more citizens, journalists come out of the work just because of this, because they're so tired of the propaganda and the things that aren't being reported. You know, it's almost as bad as reporting lies as not reporting the truth at all, not even just blacking stories out, you know. And they've been doing it for a long time and getting away with it. They're starting not to get away with it because of the Internet, and they're trying to control the Internet as well. So it's crazy. I mean, I just don't even know where to start, you know, with some of this stuff. So, but we try every week to inform everybody the latest stuff that we can get on the air, because, you know, I mean, this stuff is important and it should be being reported. And of course, we're branded a bunch of nut jobs that, you know, are, you know, not, you know, don't have any brain cells to rub together like a nickel or two. When the real deal is, you're starting to see a meltdown at all levels. Because of the lack of reporting, the lack of the truth, the lack of, going after stories that actually matter. You know, I mean, what are we talking about? Kim Kardashian and her sisters, and who can name them? I mean, we are between a rock and a hard place here at this point, but people are waking up. I mean, look at the movements across the land. Look at the map that shows how Trump won the Electoral College. Look at different things, and you're starting to see that what we've got is people are coming out and understanding more and more and more and more. Look at this. See, I got a guest. I'm going to read the chat room. Agree with Mark on Real Assets Money. However, we will be at the place of what to eat. Absolutely. You cannot eat bars of gold. That's true, but you cannot eat Federal Reserve notes either, for that matter. So one does not preclude the other. Just because you store real assets as gold and silver and stuff does not mean that you don't have a responsibility to understand food, water, and all the rest of it. Because, this is what we've got to do, is we've got to be able to take care of ourselves. And that's what an economic, viable liberty system is about, is an agrarian society that doesn't need anybody else to support them. So you need to have a garden, you need to have chickens, you need to whatever, do what you've got to do, because it's going to be up to you at some point the way things are going, because they are taking out our resources, and our manufacturing is getting less and less and less, and we're seeing it fall off a cliff the last month or two. So I've been saying this for a long time, but you have to start paying attention at some point, okay? And I posted a couple of things this last week in the chat room that I thought were important. One was, the Fed takes down the world's largest dark web child porn marketplace. Now, where did this actually comes from? NBC News. And, but how much have you even heard about that? You know, prosecutors say a vast online store was run by Jong Woo Sun, currently serving a prison sentence in South Korea on charges of related child porn. So, you know, the point being is that we're not talking about the important headlines. We're talking about everything but what matters. You know, we're not talking about the fact that Governor Newsom just pardoned 3 convicted immigrants to protect them from deportation. That was yesterday. Anybody hear about that one?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah.
Why would we
want to care about that? Because, you know, we need to protect them 3 men from deportation to their home countries, El Salvador, Iran, and Cambodia, because, you know, one was convicted of armed robbery and, you know, sentenced to probation for pushing a security guard while shoplifting from an electronics store. Free them all, and so they don't get deported.
Yeah.
So,
He just doesn't stop. He just goes on and on with all that.
And we've got openly, you know, the presidential candidates are openly rehashing failed communist ideas. You know, these guys are, they don't even get it. I mean, you know, Marx's platform included the abolition of rights of inheritance. I mean, look at what they're doing. What are we talking about on TV? Does anybody watch CNN anymore? Did anybody watch the James O'Keefe deal this week?
I don't watch TV like that, so I don't know. I don't know if they're watching it out there.
We're out of time. I guess we'll talk to you next week and see where we're at. But, you know, those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.